What's going on, everyone? Frankie D here. This podcast you're about to listen to is from my live internet radio show on the Live 365 app. So for anyone that wants to listen to the Frankie D show live, download the Live 365 app to your phone or go to live365.com and look up FDRS on there. All right? FDRS. That's the name of my radio station. So listen live, jam out to some classic rock with me. Maybe even call in. And that all takes place on Fridays, every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Sound good? Enjoy the podcast now. Hey, everyone. Frankie D here. Welcome to the Frankie D Show. What's going on, everyone? I'm starting up the Frankie D Show right now. I'm your host, Frankie D. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, everyone, go tell your friends to get the Live 365 app. Tell them to put FDRS on there, and then they can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to follow the social medias, it's at the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And I've been putting the episodes up as podcasts. So anywhere you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever, just look up The Frankie D Show and you will be able to find the past shows. All right? Sounds good? Cool. Alrighty. I don't know how many of you listening to me right now are on the East Coast. I know there's a decent deal of you who are. There was an earthquake today. I mean, it traveled pretty far. I mean, it was in like New York and New Jersey and stuff. It started in New Jersey and it honestly got pretty far. From what I hear, it hit all five boroughs of New York, which is pretty insane. So yeah, I mean, it's funny too, because I feel like it was a 4.7 to 4.8 or something like that. Yet when I first saw the articles about it, everyone's saying, again, I wasn't reading like into these articles. I just wanted to see what the number was, but everyone was saying it was like a 5.5. I shouldn't say everyone. There were a bit of articles saying that it was a 5.5, and I was like, wow, like that was definitely more than I thought. And then I started seeing 4.7, 4.8. I'm like, who the fuck is giving these stupid numbers 5.5? And there was a bit of them too. It's not like it was just like one person I saw with a 5.5. Where are we getting these numbers from? Is that like the weatherman that does that? The meteorologist? No, I have no clue why. I have no clue who gives the numbers for the earthquakes and stuff, but it, you know, whoever does it, they seem to be just as incorrect as the meteorologist, the weathermen. Cause, you know, and now it seems like it was definitely a 4.7 or 4.8. Either way, for New Jersey, that is not typical. Like, you usually don't get earthquakes in New Jersey, and when you do, they're very small, where you don't even feel them, really. You just hear some rumbles, and that's really it. So the fact that, you know, it was a 4.7, 4.8, my house was shaking. I was like, what the hell is going on? Are we under attack right now? What the hell is going on here? And, you know, I was not used to it. I was like, whoa, got a little shook up there. But no one was hurt. As far as I know, I haven't heard of anyone else in New Jersey or New York getting hurt by it. But it definitely was unexpected, shook a lot of people up. And like I said, the distance it went, I didn't realize, like, you know, it could be on one end of New Jersey and go all the way to, like, freaking Queens, New York and stuff like that. It's just insane. I think I even heard of some people in Philly feeling it or something. I don't know. I haven't read too many articles on it. You know, after it happened, how to get back to my normal work day. But it was definitely unexpected. That is for damn sure. But the good thing is no one got hurt. But, yeah, anyway, that's about it with that. I'm just going to hop to some music for now, and I'll be back in a little bit with some topics. So first up here on the Frankie D Show, we are going Jim Croce, Bad Bad, Leroy Brown. Alrighty, we are back to the Frankie D Show. I want to make a call to someone that I've talked to through LinkedIn, actually. Her name's, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. Her name's Rath, I think. She's probably not going to answer. I mean, it's spelled R-A-P-H. So anyway, a couple years ago, I get this message, and she's like, yeah, I don't even know what her actual job title was, but I guess like a recruiter maybe? Like, she was trying to get people to be on game shows on television. So the whole thing just seemed kind of scammy to me. So she gives me her cell phone number to have a conversation. So I can't tell if it's a scam or not, but I definitely want to see what it's about. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll talk with you. We come up with a day and time, whatever. So then she wants my number. I'm like, well, that just seems kind of like you gave me your number already. I don't know who the hell you are, if you're a scammer or whatever. So I pretty much tell her, you know, I will call her at that day and time. Then she comes to that day and time. She's like, yeah, Frankie D, you know, I'm running a little late. Just give me your number and I will call you after this call. And I said, you already gave me your number. I bet I call you. And she's like, if you want to be the one to call me, then I think we're going to have to come up with a different day and time. I'm like, why the fuck would we have to come up with a different day and time for me to call you? That kind of makes no sense. So pretty much the conversation ended there. You know, I mean, the conversation was longer. We had talked a few different times, but pretty much the conversation ended there. And then she never wanted to talk with me again. And I'm like, well, does that mean she was a scammer? I really don't know. But since she did give me her number, I figure we try to call her. She probably won't answer, but we will see if she does. Cause I'll be like, yeah, what game show did you want me for? She probably doesn't even remember who the hell I am, but it's definitely worth a shot. Let me put this number in here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I don't think I should.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
What a fucking scammer. So what, that was a fake number she gave me all along? What the hell was that? See, people, that's why when you get messages, whether, you know, email, LinkedIn, social media, and they're like, oh, we want to put you on television. That's, never give them your phone number. That's why I didn't give her my phone number. Clearly, she's a fucking scammer. I wonder if it was a dude I was talking to. Should I, like, report this chick on LinkedIn or whatever? But, yeah. What the hell? So, yeah, I guess I wasn't really expecting her to answer at all, but we don't even get a ring. Like, so she's just giving out fake numbers to make her seem legit, and that's why she wants your phone number? Who the fuck knows what she's doing with the phone number? I really have no clue. Oh, man. One second. I have no clue what's going on with my phone line here now. All right, whatever. I'm going to hop to a topic, though, now, since I didn't expect her to answer. So definitely had a topic planned either way. All right, so first topic here. I'm talking about the conjoined twins that got married. I feel a lot of people heard about this. I find this whole thing bizarre. So, first of all, I think it's only one of the twins, that got married. So, it's one body and two heads. They only have, you know, I don't know how, you know, their arms work. Maybe one of them has control of one arm, one has control of the other. But, you know, so, just two arms, two legs, one body, and, you know, two heads. So, what I hear is the guy only got married to one of them. I don't know what would be weirder, if he got married to both of them or if he only got married to one of them. I don't know how that even works. How do you get married to one of them? So can the other one get married now? How, you know, and how does that work? I guess, like, the, you know, they'd all sleep in a bed together, and then the one husband would be on the side of his wife's head and the other husband would be on the side of his wife's head. Like, I don't know. Gotta wonder how this one went down too. So did they work together? Were they talking? Again, I haven't read the article about them at all, so I don't know how these people got acquainted. But what kind of fetish you got, dude? Like, I'm glad, you know, these chicks, or at least the one chick, was able to find love and stuff. But, I mean, I don't know. There's got to be something up with this dude. I don't know. Let's read into the article. Let's see what it says. Abby Hensel is married. Conjoined twin who rose to fame in reality show Abby and Brittany secretly tied the knot with an Army veteran in 2021. I just don't. How does this work now? Do they, I'm just going to keep reading. I want to see what this has to say. An American teacher who shot to fame on a reality TV series with her conjoined twin quietly married 3 years ago, 28 years after captivating the world with an appearance on Oprah. Abby Hensel, now 34, from Minnesota, tied the knot with Josh Bowling, 33, a nurse and Army veteran, in 2021, according to public records obtained by Today. Abby and her sister Brittany, one of only a few sets of, I don't know how to say this, Decephalus, I have no clue, twins in history to survive infancy, rose to fame on their eponymous TLC show, which chronicled their major life events, including their high school graduation and job hunting. The pair share a single body, and from the waist down, all their organs, including the intestine, bladder, and reproductive organs, are shared. Yeah, that... So what, when they're like... when this guy's hooking up with his wife, he's hooking up with both of them? I don't know. Like, and again, it doesn't even say, like, it's she's a teacher and he's not. So it's not like they were even working together. Were they neighbors or something? Did this guy just seek this woman out? In a documentary filmed when the girls were teenagers, their mother said they were keen to have children of their own one day, explaining that is probably something that could work because those organs do work for them. Well, I mean, you know, I guess, yeah, I'm happy for them and stuff. They want kids, and I guess they can get kids, like, good. It's more this dude that I'm more curious about because it's just odd. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to be moms, Brittany agreed. In another interview, Brittany reiterated their desire to have families of their own, saying, the whole world doesn't need to know who we are seeing, what we are doing, and when we are going to do it. But believe me, we are totally different people. And I believe that. I truly believe that. Again, it's the dude I'm a little weirded out by. I really want to know how these two met. Like, if he went to her, they didn't work together, they weren't neighbors or something. I feel like this dude's trying to get something. Either he has a weird fetish or he's trying to get something out of it. Either two-headed girls are his kind, which is, you know, a weird fetish. Or, I don't know, maybe he's trying to do, like, a fame thing. Like, oh, this would definitely be picked up by the internet or something. Let's see, Abby added, yeah, we are going to be moms one day, but we don't want to talk about how it's going to work yet. Abby's relationship with Josh, who is a father of one, has gone under the radar until now. With the twins leading a quieter life out of the spotlight in the past 10 years, they have always shut down speculation about their private life, and a decade ago, they dismissed a rumor that Brittany was engaged as a dumb joke, but even as teenagers, they spoke about wanting to have children. So I wonder if the other one's, like, jealous or something. I wonder if the other one wants a boyfriend or husband or self now. People have been curious about us since we were born, for obvious reasons. The twins said in their first episode of their 8-part series, according to ABC News, but our parents never let us use that as an excuse. We were raised to believe we could do anything we wanted to do. In a 2001 interview with Time, the twins' father, Mike, said his daughters had already then asked about finding husbands one day. Wonder what the parents said about that. I wonder if they explained, like, oh, it might be harder for you to find a husband one day because, you know, it, for obvious reasons, you girls are different than other girls. But clearly not impossible. Knowing that other conjoined twins have married, he explained, why not? They're good-looking girls. They're witty. They've got everything going for them except they're together, he added. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure they're great girls. It's the dude, I am more curious about. I am curious, like, the thing that attracted him to that twin. I wonder, you know, if he wanted to have a conversation with them at first, because he was like, oh, wow, you know, I've never talked to conjoined twins before. Then he was like, you know what, that one's kind of hot. And, you know, he pursued her. You're like, I don't know. Let's see, on TikTok account, Abby and Brittany Hensel, a clip was recently posted showing off Abby's wedding day, and a Facebook account titled Britt and Abby also featured a picture of the happy couple. For the ceremony, which records revealed took place back in 2021, the twins sported a sleeveless wedding dress with lace trim detailing, while the groom wore a gray suit. A video thought to have been captured by one of their guests and shared on social media showed the twins and the groom enjoying a dance during the big day. So, does the twin on the left have control of the left arm and the twin on the right have control of the right arm? And same with the legs, like, how does this all work? I don't know. And, that, you know, there's a chance that that's already been revealed. I'm aware of who they are. They've been in the media for years now. But I've never really, you know, looked into them, found that stuff out. Let's see. The twins, who have their own birth certificates and passports, were raised Christian by their parents, a nurse, and carpenter. Abby and Brittany are now both fifth grade math teachers at an elementary school in New Brighton, Minnesota, where they were born and raised. Well, good for them. Grew up, went to college, and got a job as a teacher. Seemed to live a relatively normal life. Just besides that, they share a body. I want to see some comments on this. I want to see if other people are just like, you know, good for them, or if they're also questioning the boyfriend also. Let's see, where'd all the comments go? I know you got comments here. Here we go. So you can, oh my God, the fucking ads here, people. Okay, we're back. Considering the physical arrangement of their bodies, I can understand why their parents immediately rejected separation surgery. The parents and their community have provided an amazing upbringing and emotional security for these young women. Being productive members of society and role models for young people is far better than the spectacle created surrounding Chang and Eng. Society has come a long way, and this family is to be commended. I wish them all the happiness in their unique situation. I didn't even know that separation was possible for them because they share one body. I know that there have been conjoined twins that have been separated before, but how exactly would they separate them? Like they share again, I have no clue how any of this works. I would need a doctor to explain that to me, how separation would work exactly for the two of them. Because again, it's like they share all the same organs and stuff. I don't know. So this person said, so how does it technically work out if one wants a child but the other one, or even more complicated, what happens if the other twin has a partner? The questions are endless here. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely crazy. Let's see. Someone commented on that saying they're not the first conjoined twins to get married. See, Eng and Chang were mentioned in the last comment, who actually had two separate bodies and many children. The whole scenario has always filled me with questions, but I assume Brittany and Abby worked it all out beforehand. They're both very bright. Come on. All right. Whatever happens in the bedroom would be experienced by them both simultaneously. I doubt earplugs would help. And this person said, it's a good job they both wanted to be teachers. What an extraordinary life they must live. And let's see. So no one's really talking about the husband here. He's more who I'm curious about. Said it a bunch here, but everyone deserves to be loved. What a lovely story. Wishing them both, wishing them health and happiness and all the very best for the future. This person said to that person, this is not a lovely story. This is a tragic story. And, I don't know. I more so wanted to see, other people if they were talking about the, husband. Because again, I didn't read through the whole article here. But, whatever. Well, good for them. One of them has a husband. It doesn't look like they both do, but one of them has a husband, and it looks like they're going to have kids one day. Looks like that's what they want, and that's what they're going to do, so good for them. So, but how does this work now? If it is, they get pregnant by this husband, right? So it's his kid. So is it both of the twins' kids then, right? You know, we've never seen that happen before, but I'm guessing it wouldn't just be one of their kids and then the other one of their kids, right? Unless they'd like work that out, like, hey, since this comes from my husband, this is my kid. When you get a husband, you can have your own kid with him. I don't know. This is a tricky, confusing situation. I'm still, I would like to ask this fella some questions one day, the husband, but I probably won't be able to. But good for the girls, though, I guess. They wanted kids, and now they're going to get kids. Although they said that, what, they got married back in 2021? You'd think if they wanted kids, they'd have some kids by now, but I guess not. Alrighty. Well, that's it with that topic. I'm going to hop back to some music. If someone wants to call in through the show, tell me what you think about them getting married. Go for it. Till then, music. Next up here on the Frankie D Show, Shake a Leg by AC/DC. Alrighty, back. You know, there's been, for years now, a lot of nostalgia. For a while there, it was seeming like a good thing, you know, they were bringing back old TV shows, people were all happy. And then, you know, I guess people got tired of it, I think people thought the shows would be better and stuff. And then now I feel like everyone's just like, oh, you need to come out with new material and like stop remaking stuff, stop rebooting stuff. I agree with that. However, over the weekend, I saw the new Kong Godzilla movie. And the funny thing is, I never even like saw the original ones, never saw the black and white one. I never saw the one with Jack Black or anything, you know, in terms of King Kong. I never saw the original Godzilla movies, but I had a friend that wanted to go see it. So I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll see it. The movie fucking sucked. I mean, you know, even for people that thought they're, you know, wanted nostalgia, like that was just no bueno. And the funny thing is, so I look up Rotten Tomatoes because usually I feel I'm not on the same page as Rotten Tomatoes. This is the one time I'm on the same page as Rotten Tomatoes. They gave it a, they gave it a 54%. The critics did. However, I was surprised to see this because I'm usually, when it comes to Rotten Tomatoes, more on the side of the audience. I'm usually never on the side of the critics. and the audience gave it a 92%. That is a pretty high score. That is a big difference. So I guess you could say it's somewhere in the middle, but I thought the movie sucked. Also, like, I do remember with the King Kong movie with Jack Black, like, King Kong looked, I don't know, like an actual gorilla. Like, this thing looks, you know, Kong looked like an action, like a cartoon almost. Like, I would never be like, oh, yeah, that looks like a giant gorilla. It's like, no, that looks like a fake giant gorilla. I mean, the only thing, like, I can say about it where it's like, all right, it was somewhat enjoyable is it just kind of reminded me, like, there were those weekends when I was younger where sci-fi had all those shitty movies on, like Sharknado, what was it, Terracuda or something like that, or Terracuda for Sharktopus. I remember that. That was a combination of a barracuda and a pterodactyl, and it was fighting a shark, half shark, half octopus. So, you know, like, they were all such shitty movies on sci-fi, yet you just kind of get, like, wrapped into them and stuff. That was the only thing that really, you know, that I can give this movie credit for. I thought it sucked. Otherwise, like, there was nothing that would make me recommend it to anyone. There was nothing that would make me be like, oh, I gotta go watch this again. Like, this is definitely, I'm buying this one. Like, nope, not doing that. And it's funny because, like, the original Kong movie, like, whether it was the black and white one or even the one with Jack Black, let's see actually how much, what score the one with the King Kong movie got with Jack Black has. But, yeah, like, they were all supposed to be good, right? I mean, like I said, I'll look up King Kong, Rotten Tomatoes. Again, I don't really go by Rotten Tomatoes fully. I feel like, I don't know, I'm never on the same page as them, and I feel like most people I know are never on the same page as them. Now, see, this is funny. King Kong went the other way. The critics gave, you know, it has an 84% for, I get the critics, but the audience score is a 50%. I thought that was supposed to be known as a pretty good movie, but I never saw it, so I can't really comment. But I think the original, the black and white one, was supposed to be good, right? And I guess that goes by generation, too. So it got a, you know, the original one. Let's see. Original. So this one was made a long time ago. Let's see, what year? 1933. So this says from the critics a 97%. The audience has an 86%. I mean, I would have to watch it. Like, I could see some people just not being into the whole black and white thing, not being into it. King Kong looking so fake here that I could see younger generations be like, nah, that sucks. But, yeah, and let's see. The original Godzilla, too. We'll check that out. Again, I don't really go, I'm just using it as some sort of a meter right now, Rotten Tomatoes. Either way, no matter what the audience or critics gave it, I would not recommend that movie. Let's see, the original Godzilla. Okay, this has a score of, wow, this came out in 1956. They're really 1933, 1956, they are old movies. So this got a 93% from the critics and 89% from the audience score. Now, there's a big difference, though, in these reviews. There's 76 reviews from the critics and 10,000 plus from the audience. So, I don't know, you know, which one would be considered more accurate. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to go back now and watch these original Kong and Godzilla movies because I was like, wait, this is what people have been talking about all these years? Like, I mean, like, they are two movie figures that everyone knows about. And, you know, I've always heard, I feel pretty positive things about them. And I saw this and I was like, what is this sloppy, silly movie? Again, the only good thing I could say about it, it's like, yeah, if you just want to watch like a shitty movie one day, like, you know, I'm sure, I think a lot of people used to do it, like when they watch the Sci-Fi Channel and see those movies, like, sure, do that. But it was, you know, Kong and Godzilla end up working together. And, yeah, I don't know if that's a spoiler. I've never seen a trailer, so maybe that's not a spoiler. But, yeah, they're, like, working together to beat the bad guys in the movie. But, like, Kong gets a freaking infected tooth in the movie. Then they have a dentist to take out the giant tooth and put a new tooth in. I'm like, what the hell am I watching right now? Again, when you're watching, like, a shitty movie, like, that stuff's, like, just kind of silly, but I thought these were supposed to be, like, you know, masterpieces or something. They're supposed to be, you know, great movies, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess they, like I said, they keep this stuff going for the nostalgia and stuff. I don't know, nostalgia's been in for a while now, but I don't know how successful it's really been. The only one that I think's really been successful was Cobra Kai, when they made The Karate Kid and they put it into a Netflix show. Actually, it started on YouTube streaming service, but, you know, I've talked about it before on here. And, you know, I think the show is fantastic. I love Cobra Kai. But, you know, in terms of, like, all the other reboots and remakes and all that stuff, they, like, all tank. Cobra Kai is, like, the exception. Like, what other ones have done well? I don't know. They brought Frasier back, too. That is a very similar feel to the old one. You know, Frasier's still himself. So, I guess if anyone likes Frasier, I guess the new one's worth, you know, looking at. But I don't know. I would say Cobra Kai is really the exception. That's the only nostalgia. It's not a reboot or a remake even, but, you know, would you say it's the only nostalgic show that is very good? I like it a lot. And then there's all this, you know, I guess now it's like bad nostalgia, with, like, I've been talking about the last few weeks with the Nickelodeon people. You know, a lot of them even had gotten reboots. Miranda Cosgrove got a reboot for iCarly. There was some movie for Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, for a Zoe 101 movie. Those both, I mean, everyone just kind of hates Jamie Lynn Spears because of the whole Britney Spears thing. So, you know, no one, I guess, gave that movie a chance at all. People were just like, nope, fuck this. This sucks. In terms of the new iCarly with Miranda Cosgrove, I think Paramount already canceled that. Who knows what's going to happen to Nickelodeon now that they're under such fire? I don't know. I do keep seeing those stuff about now Drake Bell and Amanda Bynes. You know, it's like, I just can't stay away. And then once I see them, it's like, oh man, now I'm like invested. I just got to see what's going on with them. I had seen that Drake Bell, he's been going on podcasts lately. So I guess he's ready to talk about stuff. People want to talk to him. Like, there was a while there, he was like poison to people. Like, no one wanted to be associated with him, including Josh Peck, his old co-star. But now people, I guess, are fine with talking to him again. And I see when on this podcast, what's it called? Not Skinny, But Not Fat. So he talked about his allegations, his grooming allegations, and he said they weren't true. He only, like, pleaded guilty or something because it was a financial reason. I don't know. I got the video here. Let's see what he had to say about this. I'm probably going to get a stupid ad with this, aren't I? Let's see if the video works now. One segundo, people. Okay, I think we're good.
Responded on some DMs and was incredibly irresponsible and got myself into conversation.
So yeah, I remember this. He pleaded guilty to responding to direct messages, I believe on Instagram, to, I guess, to a minor, to a 15-year-old. Wait, Drake Bell says grooming allegations over messages to 15-year-old were not true, but he was messaging with her. He just said that there.
Conversations that I shouldn't have had. And I ended up finding out that, you know, I was talking to someone I shouldn't have been talking to. And it snowballed into these.
So I think what he's trying to say there, but I'm not sure. He said, I find out I'm talking to someone I'm not talking to. So I'm not sure. I think he's trying to say he did not know how old she was. Now, I mean, did you look at her? If it was on Instagram, did you look at her pictures or anything? Did she look young? Like, I don't know. You might want to be like, yeah, I've never met you before. How old are you?
These allegations that were not true, and it just turned into this big thing. And when I finally I was being investigated, and that was really difficult on my family. And thankfully, through 18 months of subpoenaing my social media and phones and computers and witnesses and everything, it turned out that most of what was being accused of me wasn't true. But I did have these conversations, and so I took responsibility for that and ended up pleading guilty because just financially I was just devastated, and I just had a son, and I didn't want to put my family through all of this.
So I'm curious, like, what's going through her head. Like, they don't actually have a video of them talking here, but I do believe there is a video now on YouTube, and then there's the actual podcast episode up. So if anyone wants to hear the full conversation, it's Not Skinny But Not Fat by Amanda Hirsch. So the interview's there. You know, she just gave a quick to that, so it's hard to say if she's believing him or not, but everyone wants to talk to him now. So, I mean, I guess the more he talks, you know, the more we'll find out about stuff, I suppose. But I do find that interesting. You know, this documentary comes out, and now, hey, people are willing to talk to Drake Bell again. Now, I'm curious, though, when Amanda Bynes is going to start doing some interviews because she's the one I want to hear in some interviews. She, you know, she puts these, what are they, TikTok or Instagram videos up or something. I want to see her do like a long form interview. I think that would be very entertaining and we could learn a little bit more about her. But I just seen the other day that she, she's gained a bit of weight. She had, apparently she have a, even a people.com article for anyone that would like to see, read a little bit about her weight gain. She's gained over 20 pounds due to depression, but she says she's doing a lot better now. Again, I've said, I've asked this before, who's she living with? Like, I want to know what she does, like, when she wakes up, what time she goes to bed, because, like, whenever you look at her, she just kind of looks lost. Like, she just looks like a shell of herself. Apparently, she's very into wigs now. I mean, you see the, you know, she's wearing a crazy wig on her head right now, and this picture that I have here from people.com. And let's see, she put, I don't know what platform this is on, if this was from, oh, it looks like Instagram. She put a post up saying, I've gained over 20 pounds in the past few months from being depressed. I'm doing a lot better now, and I've learned to do opposite action when I don't feel like working out or eating clean. I weigh 162 pounds right now and want to get back to 110. I hope she can do it. I think she can do it. I have faith in you, Amanda. I say this all the time when I read articles about her, see pictures about her. I feel incredibly bad for her. I hope something happens in her life where something will click and she just kind of could get back to normalcy to some extent. But right now it does not appear like that's happening. So yeah, apparently this nostalgia stuff, it started out all nice. It's like, oh wow, our fun shows are coming back. And then it's like, oh wow, no, there's a lot of depressing stuff that's coming with this nostalgia, but at least we had Cobra Kai to be the exception, which is a fantastic show. And unfortunately, the last season of it is coming out, I think, in September. I don't know that for sure, but it's coming out this year. So I will miss it. Yep. I will miss it. Alrighty, I'm going to get back to some music now and be back with some more topics in a bit. Alrighty. All right, so next up here on the Frank and D Show, we got Ramble On by Zeppelin. All righty, we're back to the Frank and D Show. So I was reading this other article yesterday, too. As you could tell, you know, I read a lot of articles. Or I shouldn't even say. Some of them I literally wait to read on air with you guys. But this one, actually, I didn't fully read, but I watched part of a video to it. So there is this female surgeon, and I guess, you know, she was getting into the topic with whoever was interviewing her, whatever. And, you know, they were talking about penis size. So, you know, a lot of men have heard throughout their lives that size can depend on how big your hands or feet are. So if you look at me, you're like, oh, tiny. No question. Then there's apparently the surgeon comes out, this female surgeon. She goes, no, it actually, tricky, actually has to do with nose size. And that, you know, like, so now I'm like, you know, Howard Stern, he's always talked about how he has a small penis. Now, I've never seen his feet. Honestly, I've seen his hands. I feel like he has relatively big hands. So if we were going with that, you know, that would have been hard to, try to convince people then that it's actually small. You know, I don't think many people even really believed that it was small. I think people just kind of got the laugh out of it and that was it. With me, They believe me for a second if I say that. Now, the whole nose thing, Howard was always known for having, like, a big nose. And apparently it even has to do with nose length. So, you know, the length of my nose is also not very long. So, apparently there is, I think Howard might have been lying to us for all these years. I think he's just been doing this for a laugh. I think he actually has a ginormous cock and he's just been lying to us for the laughs on the radio. I mean, like, hey, it worked for many years now. I think we're catching on to you now, Howard. I want to see this video here, though.
There's one study. It's a Japanese study where they looked at only Japanese men.
So I'm guessing this is the female surgeon. Female surgeon reveals the one body part on men that gives away how big their penis is, and it's not their hands or feet.
There are some limitations, but essentially they measured all these body parts and penile length, what they found.
Again, also, if anyone wants to see this, this is from the Diary of a CEO podcast. This is on YouTube.
Was that nose length was correlated with penile length, not hand length or foot length.
So how do I increase the length of my nose?
Yeah, right? I mean, this is the one time now. We all want big noses. And, I feel like the length of mine isn't that big. Maybe the width, is bigger, but definitely not the length. So, now I'm striking out with the hands theory, the feet theory, and the nose theory. I can't catch a freaking break here.
Yeah. But I thought that was really interesting. Again, nothing you can control. These things are pre-genetically determined to some degree. And in fact, we talked about some trends. And while we've seen sperm quality change over the last 50 years, we've also seen penile length change average over many last, I don't know the exact number, but 50 years. And they've actually seen the penile length is increasing.
Well, that's not good for me then. If I was below average then, I'm really below average now. My God. How does that work genetically? Why is it increasing? Is it in what we eat? Are we eating better or worse now? What is doing that to us? Oh, man. Let's see. Men with bigger noses have bigger penises. They're showing a picture here. Nose size, 2.2 inches, and the size would come out to 5.3 inches of your wiener. All right, and they're showing a picture of a cucumber next to it. If you have a 2-inch nose size, then your wiener size would be 4.5 inches, and they're showing a picture of a banana. And then if your nose size is 1.8 inches, then penis size would be 4.1 inches, and they're showing a picture of a carrot next to that. So I'm trying to, where are we starting from? And where are we ending with this? What do I got? Like a half of inch nose? Where does that take me now? Oh, wait, there's another. Is this just the same video?
What does it take to be the Northeast's
Shut up! Okay, that's too long of a video anyway. Oh, wow, they're showing a picture here. This is a Daily Mail article also. For anyone that wants to check it out, a picture here of countries with the world's largest penises revealed. Ecuador has the number 1 inches. I guess that's the average. 6.93. Jeez. Remind me to never get with an Ecuador chick. I will not be able to satisfy her. Wow, that is like ginormous. The United States comes in number 60. 5.35. So let's see. Let's see the top five here. I mean, they give the top 20 and then they give just number 60 to the United States and 68 is the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is 5.17. So I'm guessing this is, that's the average. So number one is Ecuador with 6.93. Number two is, I don't know how to pronounce this. Cameroon. Never heard of the country. Sorry. With 6.56. Bolivia is number three with 6.5. Number four is Sudan with 6.48. Number five is Haiti with 6.3. Canada makes the top 20. They're number 13 with 6.19. Cuba's number 8, 6.24. France is number 11 with 6.2. All right. Italy is number 19 with 6.04. Damn, I am learning so much today. I should have known these charts were out there somewhere. I never really thought about it, but, now we know that the U.S., really not that impressive. Got to be a bunch of my female audience listening to this. It's like, huh. I want to take a vacation to Ecuador, see what these men are about over there. What the hell happened there? All right, I'm going to check some comments on this article. I want to see what some people got to say. Well, ladies, I can smell Sunday dinner being cooked on Thursday afternoon. Make of that what you will. This person said, nice to see some humor in the news today and to comment while reading the other comments, especially in this doom and gloom world we live in. As for the size of the matter, then Pinocchio must have had a long Wooden trunk. Yeah, I wonder if that applied to Pinocchio, you know, whenever he lied or something. Did his pants break or something? It must have been in correlation. Let's see. I've seen very small to very big and would disagree. Smaller men were more willing to play/please and were much better lovers. Women are only so deep and someone more than being pounded to his satisfaction. But with fewer partners, I don't speak for all. It just tends to be accurate. 7 is fine. The hell, 7? Jeez, that's like above average even for Ecuador. My God, calm down there. Alrighty. Well, I hope some of you are happier now. I'm just as upset as I was before I knew any of that, so hopefully I didn't make some of you upset. Some of you with the giant feet or giant hands now are probably like, crap, my nose is normal sized. So I'm sorry for you big hands and big feet people if the surgeon was correct with her stuff. Now you're like, well, that was a waste of trying to show off my big hands and big feet for all these years. Doesn't matter to me either way. I just have to go off trying to impress women with my fantastic personality. Alrighty, I'm going to hop back to some music. If anyone wants to call in, discuss any of the topics or whatever, go for it. And next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going some Beach Boys, rock and roll music here on FDRS. Okie dokes, I'm here. Here to talk about some Pete Diddy. Now, I mean, I was never a fan of that guy, even before all this stuff started coming out about him. I mean, he always just seemed like weird and creepy to me, and then I'm not into hip-hop, really. You know, there some hip-hop artists, you know, I like and some songs I like, but in general, not a hip-hop fan. But yeah, I mean, the dude always seemed... Didn't his name used to be Puff Daddy? He wasn't always P. Diddy, right? Anyway, yeah, you know, there's just been a ton of stories coming out on this guy lately. So, I saw this one video, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. He was talking to Justin Bieber years ago. And I'd never seen this before, the other day. I don't know if this video, it must have just gotten leaked or something. I don't know. So he's talking to Bieber and he's like, he seems like pissed at Bieber. He's like, well, you're not talking to me anymore. And Justin Bieber seems like so creeped out over this. He's like, well, you're like, you know, trying to get to me through my managers or something. Like, I need your cell phone number. But like, he seems so uncomfortable with that. It's like, it wasn't just like, oh, dude, here, just get my cell phone number. Yeah, just text me whenever you want or something. Like, he seems so uncomfortable. So, let's see. I got the video here. Or did the video go away? Video. Oh, wait, here it is. Okay, we're good. Let's see this.
A video has resurfaced of Sean at 15 in the is 40. Which
are they not going to play the whole video here? Guess they're not playing the whole video here. But yeah, so Bieber just seems very uncomfortable. And apparently, like, what is the deal with P. Diddy hanging around with a lot younger people? Usher, apparently, years ago, he was on the Howard Stern Show. And, you know, this video has kind of gone around now. And he was saying, like, you know, how crazy it was hanging with P. Diddy and stuff. And I didn't even realize how big of an age difference the two of them had. And I was like, what are you doing hanging with dudes so much younger than you? You don't need to be talking with Justin Bieber, man. You don't need to be hanging out with him. You're an adult. He was a kid. You know, you see each other at, you know, work-related, music-related events. All right, yeah, sure, shoot the shit and stuff. But you don't need to be, like, you know, talking with him that much where you're getting, like, upset. Oh, well, you're not talking to me anymore? Let's see. I want to see if I can find that that video again. Let's see, is this it? Nope, that's not it. All right, I guess I won't be able to find this unless this is it.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
from Shonda Usher?
I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So
No, this wasn't the video I saw.
And we gonna go full buck, full crazy.
Going crazy.
No, that wasn't what I wanted to see. The heck happened to the freaking uncomfortable video? I wanted to see the uncomfortable video. We'll give it one more shot here. Let's see. We'll see this one.
Everything's good? Selling out arenas and everything? Starting to act different, huh?
Here it is.
You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Ooh.
Well, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, partners and whatnot. But you never really got my number, so.
Right, okay.
My number?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you never really, got my number. Do you want my number? It's like, dude, you don't want to give that guy your number. Take that back, man. You were not comfortable giving him your number. And the fact that he's like that upset, like, well, you're changing now, man. Like, yeah, you don't hang out with me like we used to. Like, bro, I thought you were cool, but man, this whole music industry, it's changing you. He's like, the hell is that kind of talk? Dude, again, you are an adult, man. I don't know. Yeah, so apparently this guy has always been, like, creepy or crazy or something. I don't know. Let me see. Here is the clip of him also, of Usher talking about him on the Howard Stern show.
I moved to New York City. And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending
New
you
York
over
City.
To something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some...
So, I don't know Usher's deal. I don't know, like, P. Diddy just said he had legal guardianship over Usher. So, like, were his parents just, like, not involved in his life? They were just like, yeah, we are fine with you just going to live with this guy? Like...
Yeah, that's what it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's. He's going
to in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really.
Come
I mean,
on.
But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Damn.
Lil' Kim.
This was a while ago.
Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Faith Evans. Jodeci, Mary
okay?
J. Blige, they didn't know nothing about this shit.
Oh.
I think I only knew who, like, half or less than half those people were.
I was having a good time, you know what I mean?
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat, or are you just like...
Usher's face just like, what? No, I wasn't doing that shit.
Can you stay up till 4 in the morning with them and party?
I mean, I could. I actually stayed up longer than them.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had like a living life. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
See?
Well, at least he wouldn't be sending him to live with a Puff Daddy. P. Diddy. When did he change his name? I feel like I've really only ever heard of him known as P. Diddy, but I do remember a lot of people saying Puff Daddy back in the day. Where did he get that name from, either of those names from? I want to know some origin stories. But yeah, it seems like this guy's nuts. Man, there is all sorts of crazy shit going on these days, isn't it? Isn't there? Now I see some, I think... Fitty Cent, he threw some shade towards P. Diddy, right? So, I don't know if they were ever, like, close or tight or something or whatever, but, yeah, I think he threw some shots at him, which is kind of funny. Can't say that for sure, but pretty sure that was the deal. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with him, though, now. I feel like we're always hearing about, grooming and all this crazy shit going on, and then we never actually hear anything happen to these dudes, so we'll see what happens. Alrighty. I'm going to hop back to some music again. We back in a little bit. Alrighty, next up here on the Frankie D Show, we got The Doors. Break on through to the other side. Alrighty, we're back to the Frankie D Show. We're going to be playing the Twitter game soon with Saturday Night Smoke. Smoke is he's a mechanical engineer, even though I don't really know if he's still an engineer. He's told me he's in management now, so I don't really know how much actual engineering he does. But there's a lot of science going on today, so I guess before he calls in for me to play the Twitter game, you know, this just made me actually think of him. I see Bill Nye, you know, Bill Nye the science guy. There's supposed to be an eclipse, so they're saying he's celebrating this eclipse in style. Bill Nye, this is a Today.com article, he's celebrating this upcoming solar eclipse in style ahead of the rare event, which will occur on Monday, April 8th. The engineer and television personality spoke to Time Out New York about the best ways to safely enjoy the eclipse, all while wearing out of the, all while wearing out of this world looks. I really encourage everybody to take that day, that midday drive up to the road, get in the totality, he said. If you're not quite in the path, it's not quite the same. So yeah, I really, whenever, you know, I hear about these things, for some reason, I really just don't get into them. I mean, I know they're sending, like, the dark glasses around, the this and the that, you know, and, like, people, you know, some people are like, oh, wow, like, they really want to see this, but I don't know. It's just not pulling me. Wow, they are showing a picture of him here. Time out. The eclipse is not. Guess this is from his Instagram. He's in an orange vest. He's got orange glasses on. See the eclipse? He's in some big baggy pants here. And, they have him doing like a whole freaking modeling shoot here. Different outfit, different sunglasses on here. Same here. Wow, okay, he's just a freaking model. My God. Is Bill Nye a married guy? Let's see if he's married. Looks like he's been married twice. He's married once from 2006 to 2006. That marriage apparently didn't last very long. Then he got married again in 2022, and he's right now not divorced. Good for Bill. All right, I'm going to start the Twitter game without Saturday Night Smoke since he still hasn't called in yet, and we're running out of time. All right, so I'm going to the Twitter now. I got a message from him before saying I won't be able to get this week's whoever the chick is with Babchick. So he puts a picture on, you know, for any new listeners. Saturday Night Smoke, one of my listeners, puts a picture up on Twitter with SiriusXM radio host Mike Babchick. It's him with a chick, or usually with a chick. I think he's put some up with some dudes. Usually a hot chick, not a dude. And I have to guess who the chick is. Now, he said I was getting a little cocky there. So, you know, he had to put one, you know, a woman up that I did not know. So we are going to see if I don't know her. He's probably right. I mean, if he's trying to trick me at this point. He was saying I was getting cocky, but he was also saying he's just running out of pictures. I guess they only have so many chicks on the, I can't think of the name of the show now. It used to be called The Morning Men. Oh, the DA show with Mike Babchick. All right, I am at the Twitter now. All right, so Smoke said, "Happy Friday, fellas. If you want some classic rock and modern talk, tune in to the Frankie D Show on the Live 365 app. Just click the link below. Will Frankie know this beautiful lady with Babchick? I'd be shocked if he doesn't. An extra pick for the clue." All right, so there's like four pictures on one side here, and obviously it's Lisa Ann. Now, if I didn't actually know it was Lisa Ann, I would know now because you click on the picture and it says Lisa Ann and Mike Babchick. So it's a porn star Lisa Ann. So that, you know, is an easy one. Now, there is a picture, another picture here. And it's Babchick's face and another woman's breasts. I don't believe that's Lisa Ann in the picture that I'm looking at right now. And if it is, she does not look like herself here. This woman looks like a Latina. Looks more tan than Lisa Ann. Has big boobs like her. But I cannot name this woman. If he wants me to name this woman, I cannot name this woman. In terms of the other ones, it's Lisa Ann. So I know I got her right. But I can't say who the other one is. So Saturday Night Smoke, if you're listening, call in if you want to tell us who the other woman is. And if not, I'm going to get back to music in a second or two and play a song and then end the show out. So that is all up to you. I'm going to give him like 10 seconds here. We'll see what he does. But yeah, I feel like he's given me a picture with Lisanne before, Bab Chick and Lisanne before. So that was an easy one. I feel like that's an easy one for the average dude. But yeah, I got last week's wrong though. It's funny, he was like, I got to do a hard one because you're getting a little cocky there. But last week's I got incorrect. I shouldn't even say I got incorrect. I didn't know who it was by looking at her. Stassi Schroeder. But anyway. All right, I'm getting back to some music now. Smoke, if you want to call in, tell us who the woman was that I don't know, who, you know, the one whose Bab Chick's face is in her breast. You can call in and do that. Till then, back to some music. So next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going Walk This Way by Aerosmith. All right, people, I got some good news and I got some bad news. The good news is Saturday Night Smoke will not be calling in today. Huh. All right. It was great to get away from that, dickhead. No, that's actually not the good news. I know he's probably listening right now and be like, wow, what an asshole. No, the good news is we got the name of the other woman. The woman whose Mike Babchick's head was, you know, in her breast. Bad news is show's going to be ending in a couple minutes. I know. So he said on Twitter, Saturday Night Smoke, he said, can't call in, but that's porn star Leighton Benton. Lisa Ann was the clue, so I did not know Lisa Ann. Well, I guess I did know she was the clue, because obviously I know who she is, so. But yeah, no, it would not have, I mean, unless I went out of my way and tried to look up, I don't even know how I could have looked that up. I was not getting it. It's like, porn star, you know, that worked with Lisa Ann. Like, there's a lot of those. So, yeah. Sorry, Leighton. I'm not familiar with your work. So, yeah. If anyone wants to go check this out, check her out. Her name's Leighton Benton. But, yeah, the other picture, Lisa Ann. Knew that one. Won't forget her. Alrighty, that is the end of the show, like I was saying, so I'm going to be dipping out now. Fun show today, people. Again, everyone that's listening right now, go tell your friend, your family, whoever, to get the Live 365 app and get FDRS on there. And you can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to follow the Frankie D Show on social media, it's at the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to listen to any of the past episodes, just look up The Frankie D Show anywhere you listen to your podcast. I've been putting podcast episodes up. Put one up last week with radio host Robbie Bridges. There's the one up with Doug. There's Damian Hurley, you know, Elizabeth Hurley's son. He caught in a couple weeks ago. So, you know, that podcast episode's up too. So, if you want to get me on demand, just look up The Frankie D Show anywhere you listen to your podcasts. All right? Sound good? Cool. All right, I will be back live next Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, so check me out then. All right, I'm out now, everyone. Peace.